Therefore, the heart of the king of Syrian was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servant and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dalton. Therefore, send ye hither horses and chariots and great hosts. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them. Amen. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of the horses and chariots of fire. And about Elisha. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testified of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that it pleased God. May the Lord add blessing to his word in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let me see that. So tonight, I wanted to speak on the message titled, The Rapture Power. Amen. The Rapture Power. Amen. Of course, you all know why we are here. Yes. We are here not to play church, but God has given us a message, amen, that is focused for one purpose. And the message is summed up into the rapture. And that's why we're here tonight, because we are making ourselves ready. Amen. Just as the scripture said, that the bride has made herself ready. Amen. His wife has made herself ready. Amen. For her, unto her is granted to array herself in a clean and white linen. For the clean and white linen are the righteousness of saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God in this age has dressed us up. He has given us a clean and white linen. He has revealed all the mysteries. And he has clothed us with the garment of the promised word for this age. Amen. So we can say that God has given us the wedding gown. Amen. And he has given us an order to move forward and to get ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. So, if you notice, as the world advanced in science, as science has broke into God's laboratory, amen, through research, and they have produced equipment or produced things that has improved the human life on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They have been able, by science, scientific research, amen, to subdue the earth. Amen. Just as God said in Genesis 1, says, subdue the earth, have dominion upon it. Amen. And man has been able to have dominion. Amen. Amen. By science, man has proved that they are God on the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get a church, man has proved by science that they are God on the earth. And if natural man, by their five senses, have been able to subdue the earth,
amen,
what about our spiritual man?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What about the born-again believers?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet said, amen,
amen,
that science, a scientific achievement, only complement MS spiritual achievement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, science is advancing forward. But the problem with the church, Abraham said, the church is keep on looking back, amen, to what some man did yesterday.
Amen.
While science is looking forward to see how they can develop themselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the church keep on looking backward. And Abraham said that don't you look backward.
Amen.
Say, church, keep on looking forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, science doesn't look backward. So God, church should look forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says science is going to find God even before the preacher does.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get a church? Say science is going to find God even before the preacher does.
Amen.
See? For science, by natural achievement, amen,
amen,
they as make an advancement that man can move faster.
Amen,
amen, than just walking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what they do, they produce or they have or produce the horse and carriage age. So when man invented the horse and carriage, and man moves forward and leg, praise God,
amen,
hallelujah. And then God, when man has achieved horse and buggy, God also achieved the automobile. Pray, I mean, that also achieved by Luther, took the church from dead safe corners,
amen,
of the Catholic creed and dogma.
Amen.
Amen. Luther took the church by justification.
Amen.
Luther was God's scientist.
Amen.
As the natural man had the science,
amen,
amen, God also had the scientist.
Amen.
And Luther was God's scientist.
Amen.
Luther had to go to the laboratory and take the test tube of the word of God and mix up the chemical of the blood.
Amen.
And Luther produced justification,
hallelujah,
to the church. I said, the church shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. The church is not going to live by indulgence,
amen,
or making penance.
Amen.
No, they said, the church shall live by faith.
Amen.
And Abraham said, the church stood up,
hallelujah,
from dead stiff corners,
hallelujah,
and began to walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when science saw that the church has moved forward, science, natural scientists, they move right into God's laboratory also.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And produce more horsepower.
Amen.
And give the world automobile.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That we can go faster,
amen,
than horse and buggy.
Amen.
That you going to New York, you can take just few hours.
Amen.
You be in New York.
Amen.
While horse and buggy is taking more hours.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As soon as science achieved that, amen, God find another scientist.
Amen.
Which was John Wesley.
Amen.
Oh, I have to go into God's laboratory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And take the chemical of the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Take the word of God,
hallelujah,
and mix up and get sanctification,
amen,
into the church.
Amen.
I said, without holiness,
amen,
no man shall see God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Abraham said, Luther, with justification, he could not overcome smoking.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It was God's messenger, but yet it was a cutting pipe. Praise God.
Amen.
And God doesn't want a church like that.
Amen.
So you have to produce another scientist,
amen,
called John Wesley,
amen,
to move the church forward and take the pipe out of Luther's mouth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Say, be ye therefore holy, Luther,
amen,
as I am holy.
Amen.
If you want to see me, you have to be holy.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And the church advanced forward.
Amen.
And Abraham said, the church now have more life.
Amen.
And begin to shake.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
There was joy of salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As God's scientists achieve, natural men, science, amen, felt that automobile is not enough. Praise God.
Amen.
They have to move again. These are natural men with five senses.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, are the right brothers, amen,
amen,
catch a vision that man can fly. Oh my. And man had not fly before. Man was still an earthbound. Praise God. But this message, man can move into the heaven. Hallelujah. And they have to go into the laboratory and take more horsepower. And was able to give the world an airplane. And man took off to the air. Oh, praise God. You don't have to take 2 hours to get to New York. Just few minutes, you are there.
Hallelujah.
What is it? Man is walking by speed. Why? Because no God know, because man know there's a law of motion.
Amen.
And the only way for man to break into the known have to connect itself into law of motion.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Amen.
As soon as man entered into the air, God said, now it's time. Praise God.
Amen.
To move the sword from the earthbound condition.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
God has to send down, praise God,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Azusa Street.
Amen.
Amen. Some unknown man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have to break out the circle of denomination.
Amen.
Circle of creed and dogmas.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
With the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They get into the known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the church begin to speak in tongues. Begin to cast out devils.
Amen.
Signs and wonders begin to form around the church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They begin to raise the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my, there's a more spiritual power.
Amen.
Has been added into the church.
Amen.
And the church get into the unknown. Oh, that was called scientists.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
At any time that God achieve, man achieve.
Amen.
And man achieve, God also achieve.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And man looks at, oh no, we are able to move faster.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are going to move faster. Praise God. And the natural scientist, Amen Hastin, Albert Hastin, said, now I'm going to give the world, praise God, I'm going to give the world a more and efficient power. Praise God. Man is ordained to conquer. Man is ordained to subdue. Man is ordained to rule. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Hastin have to go into God's laboratory, amen, and proof that energy is equal to the mass, amen, equal to mass, and within the square of square of the light of speed,
amen,
it equals to mc square.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Essen have to make speed constant, the speed of light constant, amen, have to prove to the world that is the man does not operate only in three dimensions. Amen. Man can get into the fourth dimension.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Essen took them into the fourth dimension.
Amen.
Amen. With that, man has have no limits of science today. Man break into rocket science.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Man was able to produce the astronauts.
Yes.
And man took not just to the heavens, man took into space.
Amen.
And man orbited.
Amen.
And landed on the moon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And man went up looking for God. Amen.
Amen.
And as man went up looking for God, God sent down the astronauts.
Hallelujah.
The pillar of fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this age, don't come the pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. In April the 9th, 1909.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't come the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And found a Kentucky bagger's cane that was born.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God came down and looked for a skin.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
While man is going up, looking for heaven, yep, heaven is coming down.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers, I'm an astronaut tube.
Yes, sir.
I'm a step down on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And find a bagger's cane.
Amen.
And say, don't smoke.
Amen.
Don't drink.
Hallelujah.
Don't defile yourself with women.
Amen.
I have a job for you to do when you get older.
Amen.
God, take a skin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And take the church.
Hallelujah.
Into the known.
Hooray.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you entered into God's laboratory.
Amen.
And take the chemical of the world.
Hallelujah.
My God. And begin, praise God, to produce on the church.
Amen.
Another age.
Amen.
Amen. A bright age.
Amen.
And a spiritual age.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And reveal all the mysteries of God. In the days of the voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And other men, other preachers, other theologians, amen, great men, they could only take the church to the beginning. Yeah. As they read the Bible, when they get to the beginning, where Moses start from, they stop there.
Hallelujah.
And get stuck in the beginning.
Amen.
And they go to New Testament and go to John and say, in the beginning was the word.
Amen.
And they get stuck there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the church gets stuck to the beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Astor came down the pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
And took the church.
Amen.
To before the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Before there was time.
Amen.
Before there was God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He took you back to Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Where there was no God.
Amen.
There was no time.
Hallelujah.
There was no moon.
Hallelujah.
There was no star.
Amen.
There was no molecule.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're back before God.
Amen.
But before it was God, he took us down.
Amen.
To that attribute.
Amen.
And there he told the church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That you were there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Elohim existed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. At the back part of his mind.
Amen.
When he existed. Even before he was called God.
Amen.
And they were going to worship him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Before he has a beginning. It took us there.
So
before he has the beginning.
Hallelujah.
That Elohim has to begin with himself.
Amen.
It became the beginning of the creation of God.
Amen.
He became the Alpha.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
When he created himself, formed himself into the Logos.
Amen.
The pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
Who could teach us that?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Who could teach us that? Amen.
Amen.
Can tell us when God began. When he become God.
Amen.
When he creates. When he make angels. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he said, you were there.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
You were attribute of his thinking.
Amen.
And this man begin to reveal your person.
Hallelujah.
Reveal your name in the book.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
In other age, they could say, when the road is called up yonder,
amen,
I will be there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And they all shout and dance. Amen. When my Savior called, I will answer.
Amen.
They were all dancing like that. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
But in this age,
hallelujah,
then come the mighty angel.
Hallelujah.
The one that holds the seventh seal.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As you open the book in heaven.
Amen.
He came down with an open book.
Amen.
And Abraham said, he had names in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had names in the book.
Amen.
In the book, list the names of the redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God to call you out.
Amen.
So your name will call out. Amen.
Amen.
When the mysteries were revealed,
amen,
it called out your names.
Amen.
Do you see, church?
Hallelujah.
Amen. They don't know how the names are called. But here you are.
Amen.
You have answered your name.
Amen.
For your name is a mystery.
Amen.
Your name is the word of God.
Amen.
For this age.
Hallelujah.
For this time.
Amen.
As the mystery is revealed, you answer your name.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
When others couldn't see the serpent seed, you saw it.
Amen.
When others couldn't see the Godhead, you saw it.
Amen.
When others couldn't see all these great mysteries, amen, that be revealed, amen, but you saw it.
Amen.
Amen. When others felt that they were chicken, you see yourself as an eagle.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One eagle anointing was sent to you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophetic.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what an advancement, church.
Amen.
What an advancement, church. Amen. God took the church beyond airplane.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And lift the church up right into his presence.
Amen.
God veil.
Amen.
Amen. In the beggar's skin. Could tell them who you are.
Amen.
Where you come from. What is your name? And Abraham said, I live most of my time in heaven than on the earth here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I live most time in heaven than on earth here.
Amen.
This is a man that went into the unknown.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Like a sister and a brother who lost their son. And they met Brother Bram. I said, Brother Bill, oh, we are so burdened. If our son is saved, we just want to know about our son's welfare.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be sure if he's really saved.
Amen.
Brother Bram said, I'm coming. Hold on a bit.
Praise
God. I'm about to walk into heaven.
Amen.
I said, sister, I can see your son. with my daughter Sharon playing up there. I saw them playing right now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Who can talk like that?
Hallelujah.
Who can give an instant answer?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Who can talk like that?
Why?
A sister met Brabram. He said, my husband don't believe. My husband, I'm sure he can't be saved. He cannot be saved. Because I've done all I could, amen, to try to preach to him, but he won't believe. He's just not interested in God. Praise God.
Amen.
I about smile. He said, sister, I want to tell you something. I just saw you and your husband in a million walking hand in hand.
Hallelujah.
I saw both of you walking hand in hand in a million. Who can talk like that? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a supernatural message.
Hallelujah.
This message is the presence of God on the earth.
Amen.
Aren't you happy?
Hallelujah.
You are due to privilege.
Amen.
You are privileged.
Hallelujah.
To receive a message.
Hallelujah.
That brings heaven down on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What an assurance. Praise God.
Amen.
For this message is not presuming. Hallelujah. Not am I saved? Am I sure? Oh God, I'm waiting for the last days. Oh God, maybe, perhaps, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a message that give an encore.
Yes, sir.
If there's nothing in you, how do you believe the message?
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God. Do you know how you got to believe the message?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
For this message is designed for a special people.
Yes, sir.
It's a prophetic message.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For a special class of people.
Hallelujah.
So the book of Revelation
Hallelujah.
Is a book of symbol.
Amen.
Not for everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For it's a special class of people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
For the angel
Amen.
That showed John this thing is a prophetic angel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the book must be understood only by a special class of
yes,
people.
Amen.
Don't you see who you are?
Amen.
You are a special class of people.
Preaching,
glory.
Amen.
Are people that are predestinated.
Yes, sir.
With a seed germ in their soul.
Hallelujah.
You are not a believer.
Amen.
You are not a believer.
Hallelujah.
It's the seed of God in you
Amen.
That believe the message.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Glory, Lord
Amen.
God. Glory, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, may God help me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, Brother Brown was saying here, he said, now, we are beyond Pentecost.
Amen.
He said, we are beyond Pentecost. Amen.
Amen.
I can see we're an astronaut age. Yeah, we'll move out of the airplane age. We have moved out of the horse and buggy age.
Amen.
We are beyond Pentecost. See, so this is not Pentecost age.
Amen.
This is the latter day age.
Hallelujah.
This is the bright age.
Amen.
This is the evening time.
Amen.
Oh, this is Malachi 4 time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is St. Luke 17:30.
Amen.
The revelation of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Christ himself. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Coming down on the earth here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For Brother Bramson, the seventh seal. Bring him down on earth here.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Bring down Christ on the earth here. The seventh seal does that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, for this the prophetic age.
Hallelujah.
This is beyond, amen, the lips.
Hallelujah.
Pentecostal is a mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Speaking tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Airplane. And sometimes they have good weather and bad weather.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That's it controlled by weathers.
I
you can see them all being controlled by weather.
Amen.
But this message, we are not weather controlled Christians.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have break beyond that.
Amen.
Glory, we have entered into another dimension.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory, into the unknown.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have been called by the word of God.
Yes.
Seven angels has come down
Hallelujah.
To call you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get a church?
Hallelujah.
Seven angels came down.
Amen.
Glory. From the cloud in the sky.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God and take the prophet
yes, sir.
Into the constellation of themselves.
Amen.
Where the mystery of God lives.
Amen.
For those mystery are known only to the angel.
Amen.
And each angel met the prophet there
yes.
unfolding the mysteries of God.
Yes.
Breaking up the seals.
Amen.
And the seventh one The war with swept back winds. The war with 77 sail.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The one he always wondered about all his life.
Amen.
Glory. Praise God. Amen. Amen. For he is a messenger of that seventh seal.
Amen.
Who is the seventh seal? Christ is the seventh seal.
Amen.
If the seventh seal was open.
Amen.
Amen. Under the seventh seal, you were there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As Elijah saw his people under his own seal, as it was open, when Elijah said, I'm the only one left. And then God said, who say you're the only one left? Let me open the seal of life to you.
Hallelujah.
Let me show you the mystery.
Hallelujah.
And Elijah go beyond the curtain. And then he saw 7,000 men.
Amen.
Who have not bowed their knee to bow.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the prophet thought that all is gone, he said, come, let me show you the bride.
Hallelujah.
Let me preview the bride to you.
Amen.
So you see, the prophet saw you first.
Amen.
He saw you beyond the curtain of time.
Amen.
You were there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he saw you marching in step with the word.
Amen.
Onward, Christian soldier.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, church. Amen. So you see the prophetic age.
Amen.
Because it's a prophetic anointing on earth now.
Amen.
That is upon the bride.
Yes.
For the bride, under their prophet messenger, they become the final voice.
Yes.
To this final age.
Amen.
And there's no enough demon power in Connecticut that can hold you down.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Even the devil is not in the picture.
Hallelujah.
When it comes to your life.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying?
Jesus.
The devil is not in the picture.
Amen.
Sickness is not in the picture.
Amen.
Cancer is not in the picture.
Hallelujah.
Failure is not in the picture.
Amen.
The devil has nothing to do in your life.
Amen.
Because all things work together for good.
Amen.
To them that love God.
Amen.
Is Christ in you.
Yes.
Working to will.
Amen.
And to good pleasure of his own will.
Amen.
No matter how the boat is being rocked.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise God. How let the boat rock here and there.
Hallelujah.
Stand still.
Amen.
Don't you fear nothing?
Hallelujah.
Who can kill you? Who can touch your life?
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Praise God.
Amen.
The devil doesn't have the key to his kingdom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
How can the devil kill you? In what form will he kill you? Why does he have the key of death? The keys of death belong to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. How can he kill you?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
How can you go to hell? Who will take you to hell?
Hallelujah.
When the devil had the kingdom to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Even if he drag your side, when he get there, he will stand still.
Amen.
Because the door is not open. Christ hold the key.
Hallelujah.
You have to take your side back.
Amen.
Send her back to church.
Huh.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because he can't take them to hell.
Amen.
This message is more than that.
Hallelujah.
It is all power is in this message.
Yes, sir.
All heaven is in this message.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can touch you.
Praise
Not
God.
Even death can harm her.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She shall be a talking to the world.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
She have thoughts of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the bright material.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise Woo. God. Amen. God has the power to save all Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
And bring them here.
Hallelujah.
God has the power to do that.
Amen.
But God couldn't do that.
Amen.
Because he's calling his eagles.
Yes, sir.
And you are God's eagles.
Hallelujah.
Special birds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. And that is anointing
Amen.
That God sent to you in this age.
Amen.
Prophetic anointing.
Amen.
Anointing that cannot be killed.
Amen.
Special anointing.
Amen.
Heavenly bird.
Hallelujah.
Flying up there.
Yes.
You say, I can't fly. Who said you cannot fly?
Hallelujah.
The Bible never says you cannot fly.
Sure.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because the power in you is a power
Amen.
That answered by human voice.
Amen.
And that is an eagle power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though you want to come down, your theophany will say no.
Amen.
You can't go down.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It will charge you.
Suddenly
you look that you are weak.
Amen.
Your theophany will come and charge you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Your theophany will say no. You're not down. You're not weak.
Amen.
And you wake up. Praise God.
Amen.
Because you are going to make it.
You
are going to make it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For there's no other age beyond the I age. Because the I is prophetic age.
Amen.
And there's no other age beyond this I age.
Amen.
Amen. The next thing is intelligence.
Hallelujah.
That step into the body.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You see what the Lord himself said from heaven? There's nothing that can go beyond prophetic.
Hallelujah.
There's no other messenger as a Malachi for.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's no eight messenger. You only seven messengers, understand?
Amen.
Seven stars.
Amen.
Seven voices.
Yes.
Seven candlesticks.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And nothing go beyond a seven.
Amen.
The eight is Christ himself.
Amen.
He's a mighty angel.
Hallelujah.
I have to come down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Why? He's the intelligence.
Hallelujah.
That step into the bride body.
Amen.
You see, church,
Hallelujah.
You are married to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 This message that you are right now is not saying you shall get married. You're not waiting for the wedding. The wedding has already taken place.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Malachi 4 has performed the wedding ceremony.
Amen.
And now you are united with the word.
Amen.
You have been married to the word.
Amen.
Praise God. No other life can work in you.
Hallelujah.
Only the word of Malachi 4
Amen.
That can work in you.
Amen.
That is your husband. You're only going for your wedding supper.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But the wedding is now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord descended from heaven with a shout.
Amen.
What is that shout? It's a message going out.
Amen.
You see, church, the Lord himself come from heaven
Amen.
With a shout.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A shout, the message going out.
Hallelujah.
To gather the bride together.
Amen.
Amen. What gather you here? It's a shout.
Amen.
It's a message
Hallelujah.
That brought you here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
And if you're here by the shout message, that is you are already in the rapture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For it's a process.
Hallelujah.
What's a rapture power?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are already in the process already.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
the voice of the archangel
nice.
Is to give you a body change. Praise God.
Amen.
It's the voice of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Voice of the trumpet
Hallelujah.
To change your body.
Amen.
And what are you waiting for? You living bride? We are waiting for the body change.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, church. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, know this year. Amen. Amen. After Austin has given the word, amen, of his formula of E equals to miles, amen, times the square of the speed of light. Amen. MC square. Hallelujah. Which he stated that, amen, the energy, the mass is equal to energy as long as the speed of light remains constant. Now, what shit science is working about is working on the speed of light. But what science don't know? Science is looking at light, the speed of light, and they have seen 300,000 million square. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God of my ears. Amen. They are just looking at that. But Abraham said that what science failed to know is that as they're looking at that light, they're only looking at the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
So they are looking at something straight. Say, but it's never straight. It's a circle.
Amen.
So they're just a circle of eternity. They're only going, repeating themselves back and front. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But science break into the fourth dimension. Amen. And bring in genetic revolution. Amen. And go into artificial intelligence. Now science is moving so fast, but the church is going so slow. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. They've got into genetic revolution. They have gone into artificial intelligence, robotic and nano. Praise God technology. Science is moving very fast. As soon as they discover quantum physics, praise God,
Amen.
They have been able, praise God, to get the quantum material and produce quantum sheets. Praise God.
Amen.
And man has made himself invisible.
Wow.
Do you get it, church? Oh, my.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If science can produce a quantum sheet, amen, and cover themselves and they become invisible, amen, and the army, U.S. armies are working on that. Japan is working on it. Canada, and they can make their armies invisible. Amen. Make their uniform. Amen. With quantum materials. Amen. That they put on, they become invisible
wow.
to the eyes. Praise God.
Amen.
But they never know that God has promised a church,
Hallelujah.
A super church,
yes, sir.
A super race,
Hallelujah.
A super people,
Hallelujah.
are invisible people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Remember that we have got our eyes first. We have moved beyond them.
Amen.
We have moved beyond astronauts.
Hallelujah.
All the intelligent is here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We are coming into rapture material.
Yes, sir.
Into perfect faith. With perfect heart.
Yes.
With perfect God.
Hallelujah.
Who give perfect promises.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you get a church?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For this message is to give you perfect faith.
Yes.
In a perfect God.
Amen.
With perfect promises.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, for this church by revelation, if they can only get the true revelation of the true church, it shall become an invisible army.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Undefeated soldiers.
Amen.
Invisible people.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you can catch the revelation
Amen.
That the devil is not in the picture in your life,
Hallelujah.
Then you stop glorifying Satan. Satan did this, the devil did this, the devil did that. The devil did nothing.
Amen.
Pray, the devil is only be a servant. Praise God.
Amen.
He had nothing to do with you. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
Where the devil comes in? Where did he come in? Praise God. He make me do this, he make me do that.
Oh,
pray. You only playing with him. You never know. You never know that way. He's not in the picture. It's a bluffer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says it's a bluffer.
Amen.
He has a bow,
Amen.
But he has no arrow.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What can a man do with another bow?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
But Jesus had a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Sharp sword.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To slay the enemy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, church.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Brother Bram is saying here, let me read this quote and we'll close. Amen. He said, if Esther had only had the spiritual application, amen, as he had the physical application, amen, as he studied the laws of light and so forth, he could have told us something. When I heard his lecture, Brother Bram went to his lecture, when I heard his message, as on that great center somewhere into the sky that ever come in contact with that center could create an earth. Praise God. And the prophet told us, amen, if we have a speck of the Holy Ghost in us, he said there's that is enough power that is in you to create another universe.
Amen.
Do you get a church? Say, what you have in you is unlimited.
Hallelujah.
He said, even if only just a button of my shirt.
Hallelujah.
If it's only a button,
Hallelujah.
Maybe I have a little Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You hear me, young people?
Amen.
Just a little Holy Ghost
Amen.
You have. That is enough power
Amen.
That is in you to create another war.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you are afraid to use it.
Amen. That's right. Lord Jesus.
Say, there's no weak Holy Ghost. There's no strong Holy Ghost and weak Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All Holy Ghost is the same.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The sons of God
Amen.
Has an unlimited power.
Amen.
Has the power in them
Amen.
To create another world.
Amen.
And live in that world.
Yes.
Say, even that God put a law in them. Say, it's the law that governs us.
Yes.
It says the law of faith.
Amen.
Be it unto you
Amen.
According to your faith.
Amen.
Say, faith is what limits us. Praise God.
Amen.
See, if the church can only cut all sand barriers, cut away all fears, and know that they are sons of God, they are armors of God on the earth. Praise God. If they, amen, can look into the world, praise God, and have confidence on what God made them to be, not what they make themselves to be. You don't make yourself what you are.
Amen.
Somebody make you who you are.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If they can have that confidence of what God made them to be,
Amen.
A daughter of God,
Amen.
A son of God, who can touch you?
Amen.
When angels are all around you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You may not see them, but they are there.
Amen.
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 Gehazi never see them, but they were there. Praise God. Amen. They were there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what man has proved that by quantum physics. He has proved that two objects can occupy the same space at the same time without each knowing that one another. Praise God. Say, two objects can be here together in one place. Amen. At the same time, without each of them knowing, you know that I am there, and you know that I know that you are there. And yet we are occupying the same place. Malachi 4 has proved that to us.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Elijah proved that to us.
Amen.
Elijah proved it. Uh-huh. When God said, oh, the army has surrendered us. Look at we in Dotham. We are finished. Elijah said, who is finished? What are you looking at? It's I'm saying Syrian army. Syrian army, I say Syrian army. So you don't see what is there. Now Gehazi saw Syrian army. But Elijah saw something else.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There are two of them are occupying the same space.
Amen.
They are all in Dotham.
Amen.
On the mountain. Syrian army were there, standing there. At the same time, shadows of fire.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. On the same spot. At the same time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, brother, say, if the church can only realize that, that heaven is here.
Yes.
You don't have to fly somewhere to go to heaven.
Praise
God. Say, heaven is here.
Amen.
Amen. The church has given us theology
Amen.
That in the rapture, so we fly from the plane,
Amen.
From the automobile, as that will take place.
Amen.
So we just leave the school, so we leave hospital.
Amen.
Amen. Fly up somewhere. Praise God. And call that the rapture. Brother, that is false. That's not true. Praise God.
Amen.
The rapture is as though that you were there
Amen.
And you're not there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's a change of dimension. Quick. With the law of motion. Palm like that.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You are there, but as though you're not there.
Amen.
Praise God. So the prophet said, Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Oh, see, is ever Hastings was saying that if anyone get into contact with that center of gravity, that center, it could create another earth or do anything. The power will be unlimited. See, he had seen that. Ram said, Hastings has seen that. Amen. He said, now they are going to find out someday that they are not going, they are not seeing 150 million years of light space either. So they are just going right around a circle. Praise God.
Amen.
Just around a circle. So you are going to find out, Papa said, you are going to find out one of these days that when you go to heaven, you don't fly off the earth somewhere else. So one of these days, find out. The seventh sea mystery to us. When you go to heaven, you don't fly somewhere. Papa was there with his wife on the bed. Amen. Lying down there. When the voice spoke to him, he said, would like to see the go beyond the cut of time? Abraham said, yeah, that will help me a lot. Say, like a law of motion. All the sudden, pam, it slips about.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He was in the room, standing there, because he looked and looked at his wife. His wife was on the bed, lying down on the bed there. He looked at, he can see her. At the same time, he's in heaven, looking at young sisters coming, young brothers coming, and I was the first one to run to the prophet. I was the first one.
Hallelujah.
You better put your name there. Praise God. I was the first one.
Amen.
I ran down. I hold the prophet. My precious brother. Because I now was there. He saw me there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Of course, the prophet said the lamb have to be there with the book of intercession. Amen. Waiting for the last name to be manifested on the earth.
Amen.
Because you know that we had some name that we manifested on the earth.
Amen.
You have to stay there in heaven. Waiting for them to come on the earth here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Until that last ship comes in.
Amen.
Off we go.
Amen.
We're only waiting for the last ship. That last elected one. Praise God. Maybe a colored one from Africa. Praise God.
Amen.
That will come into the ship fold. Then there will be such a sweeping
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The prophet said it will be wave upon wave upon wave upon wave. Of his presence
Amen.
All over the world, sweeping the country overnight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It will shake the world.
Yeah.
And we shall be changed.
Amen.
Some of you will go to your pastor's house. All you know, all of a sudden, then come your theophany.
Amen.
Knock up this your mortal body.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
So all this one will vaporize.
Hallelujah.
You see, it will materialize and that word seed.
Amen.
Your theophany will house the word seed that you believe in.
Amen.
Oh my. Don't you see how important you are?
Amen.
You are carrying the word of God in your
Lord
soul.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
And that is what God is looking at. He's not looking at your flesh. Who see your mistake? Praise God.
Amen.
He doesn't see your mistakes.
Amen.
Like one time, a man stumbled to our church, came to our church, who practiced voodooism. And he go from church to churches. And then when he get there, he will be in the church. And while service is going on, as the people will be praying, he said, we just leave his body and go up. Float up. I will float them looking down. And we'll be striking the people with sickness and diseases. He was doing that. And the man came into our church. His name is called Mr. Clement. Well dressed man will shoot up. Look responsible. And he was in the church, sat down in church. Praise God. He never knew that they entered into the bright church. You are thinking that this church is not the church. You don't know what is here. Amen. Until circumstances come, you know. Praise God. There's Jehovah Shammah here.
Hallelujah.
Angels are here.
Amen.
There's a supernatural power here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So while this message went forth and the service was going up, we were worshiping and praising, this man lifted himself up and went into the air. Right into up. So then he was up there. And nobody knew what service was going on. Amen.
Amen.
People are praying and praising God, worshiping and praising God. He was up there. So as he was looking down, as he looked down, he said, couldn't see the church again. All he saw was a sea of blood.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I've been going to churches, you only find a little speck of blood here. Some stain of blood. Say, but as he went up, he saw just an ocean of blood.
Amen.
So he was looking for his way. And he came out, he came from there, this place. And he was hearing voices. We're hearing people's voices. They were still shouting and praising God, but he wasn't seeing anybody. All he saw is just blood over.
Amen.
So he was just wandering. He can't find his way. So all of a sudden, a man stood by his side with a white robe and a sword in his hand. And asked him, what are you doing here? When he asked him, say, please, sir. Sir, I'm looking for my way down. I came up, I want to go down. And the man asked him, you want to go down? And he said, yes. And this man took the sword and caught him. As he caught him, he saw himself on the ground, right in his body. And his nose were bringing blood. Mouth were bringing blood. The deacon said, what's wrong with this man? What's the matter? So he was taking his handkerchief, soaking the blood. We're just saying, I will confess. We said, well, what will you confess? What's the matter? So I will confess. Please, let me confess. I have to invite him to the altar before the eyes of the church. He was making blood out of his nose, out of his mouth. So I said, what's the matter? He said, telling his story, what he had been doing. He said, in this church, he said, as he moved up there, he said, he couldn't find the church no more. He said, but there's a man up there. And everybody was looking up. Only saw silly. But the man said, there's a man up there. The man is wearing white robe with a sword in his hand. It's up there. He caught me.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Said, this man caught me. Said, please, I know that. I don't know if I will survive. We pray. And the man was going out. Blood was still coming out of his mouth and his nose. And he left the church. I don't even know his whereabouts now, whether he's a dead man or something. Why? This message is a message. God-protected
Hallelujah.
Message. You are God-protected people. You get a church?
Amen.
You are special people.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, Brother was saying here, you find out one of these days that you are not going to go to heaven, that when you are going to heaven, you don't have to fly off somewhere else. You are still right here, Brother said. You are still right here. Amen. Amen. To just in another dimension faster than this.
Amen.
You see the rapture? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are still right here, but you are in another dimension. So the prophet said, amen. He said, when the press come down, when the World Council of Churches start their persecution, when they come against the bride, say, what's the thought put there?
Amen.
You haven't seen power yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is the power coming to the church?
Amen.
He said, I know it for a fact. You may call me fanatics.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are going to see a power
Amen.
That will be on display
Hallelujah.
In this church. The token will be on display.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have applied the token.
Amen.
We have applied the word.
Amen.
We have applied the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In our heart is the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But you are going to see the token
Amen.
On display.
Amen.
The God you are serving,
you
will see that God materialize before
Yes.
you here.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, church.
Amen.
Oh, can somebody say praise be to
praise
God.
The Lord.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, my. Sorry I speak so fast.
That's okay,
but I feel so good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm quite sorry I speak so fast. God help me. To learn how to speak slowly. But I'm sure you get what I'm saying.
Amen.
Can you get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Abraham said, the dimension faster than this. Say, you see these little pockets going to the sky, going to the air, and they call it flying saucers. You see what science call it? And they are trying, they are breaking into the unknown. Amen. By phantom physics. You understand? You see, since the UFO, Rabbi says, since his ministry started on earth, said the angels were appearing. And the scientists call them UFOs. They call them flying saucers. Say, anytime I'm having a meeting, they come down. But science look at them, praise God. He said, the other day, the Pentagon was shooting at them. He said, but they have intelligence. They have to form battle formation. Say that battle formation in the form of a triangle so they could dodge so quick. The intelligence moving in. Praise God. So the prophet said, oh, say they call them flying saucers and so forth. And so forth. Say that said, that is well, say we better leave that alone. Say, yeah, all these will come up missing. You say you don't even hear from them. Say they are standing there and they are not there. Praise God.
Amen.
They are standing there and they're not there. How can they get you? How do you think the beast can get you? You are not a foolish virgin. Amen.
Amen.
You have received the wisdom of revelation. You have the word. You have the spirit.
Amen.
The oil and wine is with you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They can't get you. They walk into this building. They won't see nobody. But yet you are there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You will see them, but they will not see you.
My Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You get a church?
Yes.
They will come here. They want to take over the building. Amen. They want to come and arrest. Amen. They come here. They will not see you. But yet you are there.
Amen.
Why? There's a body change. You are looking at them. Praise God.
Amen.
And they are not seeing you. And they are passing like this. And they can't see you.
Hallelujah.
You say, how is that possible? Don't you forget the story Abraham told us of those people that were demonized that want to come and rape his daughters that came to meet in that hotel?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hey.
You know that story?
Yeah.
How the prophet had to come and sit outside in front of his door, sat down there, and these men were walking through the ice corridor. Isles. They walk this way. They can't find the door. They walk and keep on walking. The prophet was looking at them. He's seen them, but they're not seeing the prophet. Imagine if Abraham sat down there and they passed him. They keep on walking, looking at them. And they can't see the prophet. That is the message you believe.
Amen.
That is the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Do you get the church?
Amen.
They will see you. I mean, you will see them, but they cannot see you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, the prophet said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My
Oh, the prophet said, as Abraham said, and that is the way the rapture is going to be.
Amen.
Do you get it?
Amen.
That is the way the rapture is going to be. You're not going to fly anywhere, but you have a body change.
Amen.
You become invisible materials,
Amen.
Occupying the same space at the same time. Praise God.
Amen.
But you are in a dimension
Amen.
That is faster than this.
Amen.
Heaven is here, Abraham said. Heaven is here.
So
the angels are here.
Amen.
Heaven is here. See, but we have to be tuned into it.
Amen.
Like the prophet was tuned into it.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So the prophet said, Amen. Say, our. He said, that's the way the rapture is going to be. One of them, we drop. I said, one of these flying saucers, we drop down, and this terrestrial body we take on celestial body.
Amen.
And this hide and the bones be left. Oh, it will be transformed in a moment of time. Dropping right out into space. Taking them home. Taking them home. So you see that what will take us in the rapture is already here.
Church. My Lord Jesus.
Science has proved that. It's already here. God is waiting for you and I. Praise God.
Amen.
You get a church? The angels are here.
Amen.
Your cheerfulness are here.
Amen.
The rapture power is here. Science, I've seen them. And they call them the unidentified flying object. Praise God.
Amen.
They never know that these are your theophanies. Praise God.
Amen.
These are your heavenly body that you don't have to, you will not have to die first. But they are angels investigating judgment.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Trying to take us home.
Amen.
You get a church. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can imagine Elisha. Amen, that morning. Amen.
Amen.
When Gehazi was saying that, oh, we are in trouble. You can imagine that. How can we be in trouble? How can you be in trouble? Greater is he that is in you
Amen.
Than he that's in the world.
Amen.
And Gehazi said, say, we are in trouble. Elijah said, what trouble? So what is the trouble? Say, can't you see, Master? Look around the mountains. The Syrians and their army,
Amen.
They have already surrendered us.
Thank you.
We have been surrendered
Amen.
All over in Dothan.
Amen.
And he said, Gazi, those that are with us right now, they are more than what you are seeing outside. And Gazi said, who are those with us? Where are they? Praise God. That's the natural man. And Elijah said, oh God, open the eyes of this young man. Open the eyes of the young man. And God opened the eyes of Gehazi.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Just in a moment, took him into another dimension. He was there. Praise God.
Amen.
He was standing there on the mountain. And all he looked around was showers of fire.
Amen.
All over the place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother, my sister.
Amen.
This message gives us a courage.
Amen.
It gives us the courage.
Amen.
This is our life.
Yes.
Don't leave this message.
Amen.
I want to encourage you. Don't leave this message.
Amen.
Stay in the message.
Amen.
Don't stay out of church. Stay in the church.
Amen.
Stay in the message.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It will not be long.
Hallelujah.
Very soon we are going to live here.
Amen.
There will be a rapture.
Hallelujah.
There will be a resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has predestinated you and has ordained you
Amen.
That you came from God and you are going back to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen.
And Elisha come down. Say, come, let us go. And he walked down there to go and meet the captain of the king of Syria. Amen. Say, who are you looking for? Here he is. This is Elijah. Elisha. He asked, who are you looking for? And the captain said, we are looking for Elisha. Can you imagine him looking at Elisha? Are you getting to church?
Amen.
Him looking at Elisha. He said, we are looking for Elisha. And I said, oh, you want to see Elisha? Come, let me show you. Praise God.
Amen.
And Elisha entered into the chariots, federal transport, presidential jet. Amen. Special. Enter into the transport. Gehazi said, come in. And Gehazi entered. Let me tell you, As soon as Elisha entered that chariot, everything changed. You get a church?
Yes.
Everything changed instantly. Praise God.
Amen.
The system was swept away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From time into eternity.
Amen.
Get into another dimension. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this man, he don't know how they get into Samaria.
Amen.
You get a church?
Amen.
They don't know. All they could see beautiful flowers, trees and so forth, birds singing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are taking a solo ride with Elisha in the boat. If Elisha's message could take man like human man and take them right into Samaria, how much more you that believe Elijah's message? Hallelujah! One of these days the message will take you into a ride. Praise God. Hallelujah! This is a power that sweep Philip. Amen. From Gaza. Why baptizing? Do you know of Ethiopia? All of a sudden, praise God, something happened. And you know, open his eye, you couldn't see Philip. Hallelujah, where is this man? I can't find him. And the Bible said he was found in Azotus, preaching the gospel.
Amen.
The same power is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
It's the Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Amen. The power that took Elijah from Mount Carmel. When Elijah said, he told Ahab, come and get it, make haste.
Amen.
Get it quickly.
Yes.
Let the rain beat the dots.
Hallelujah.
And Gehazi took his chariot. Ahab took his chariot and moved fast down to the gate of Jezreel. But before he get to the gate of Jezreel, Elijah was standing there.
Hallelujah.
How did he get from Carmel to the gate of Jezreel? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If not the power of God. Rapture power took that man from Mount Carmel and dropped him at the gate of Jezreel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the same God we're talking about, church. That is what you are serving, Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
We all shall not die,
Amen.
But we all shall be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye,
Amen.
For this mortal shall put on immortality. Praise God.
Amen.
A power that changes sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these armies were moving on.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moving on.
Yes.
And they are looking at beautiful places. What a sightseeing. What a tourist mission.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
They will be telling some stories with Elisha. Say, my Elisha, this is so wonderful. Look at these birds. Have you seen this tree before? He said, don't let us be going. Amen.
Amen.
And when they get right into the center of Samaria, from Dothan to Samaria, have you looked at the distance? Praise God.
Amen.
When they get into the middle of Samaria, Elisha have to come down. So open their eyes. When Elisha step out of the chariot, the scene change. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, church? The scene change. And they open their eyes and they saw they were right at the center, the middle of Samaria. How do we get there? What happened? You can imagine them asking themselves, what happened? How do we get there? What happened to us? Praise the Lord. How did it happen? How do we find ourselves in the middle of the city? So you go to eat, and you go back and tell your master, there is God in Israel.
Amen.
You see, church, let's stand on our feet.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let me tell you, church, there's a rapture power in this message.
Amen.
There's a power of the rapture.
Amen.
I don't know what your need are, but I want to tell you, we are serving the living God.
Amen.
There's a power of the rapture.
Thank you.
Amen. To grant you your heart desire.
Amen.
To meet you at the point of need.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That is here. I don't care what is going on. I've told you the devil is not in the picture.
Amen.
If you can only believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
You get a church?
Amen.
If you can only believe all things are possible, let's burden our head. As we pray, if you have a need, can you raise up your hands before God? If there's any need here, Raise up your hands before the Lord. I want to pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our dear Lord Jesus, these hands have defied the laws of gravity. Oh God, how this answering that to you, Lord? You know the need that are there now, Father. But you have given us a power. You say in the church of the living God, lays the power to overcome all troubles, all temptations. So dear God, here is your saints here. I don't know what they need, Father. Oh God, but you are God and God alone. So I pray, Heavenly Father, that may this anointing here, this seven seal anointing, Lord, let it move where they are now. And may you grant their heart desire. Visit them, Lord. May those need turn to testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, whatever it is, may be for restoration, for blessing, for upholding. Oh God, I pray, whatever be for saving of loved one, whatever be the need, oh God, healing power, may the Holy Spirit sweep over those needs, oh God. Grant your heart desire, Father, for you are the same yesterday and today and forever. Bless my brother, bless my sister. Oh God, as I commit them to your hand, grant it, Father, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask the blessings, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise be to God. God bless you. Shake somebody. God bless you, brother.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
It's already done.
It's already done. Oh. Is already done. A battle is over. Victory is won. Is already done. Oh,
is already done.
Oh, is already done. Yes, the battle is over. Victory is won. Is already done. Oh, believers, is already.
See myself in a rapture, that's all. Hallelujah! Oh God, my, you can sleep good tonight. There's no reason why you shouldn't sleep good tonight. It's already done, saints. Just relax. God's got your back. It's already done. If the enemy try to bring doubts to your mind, just ask yourself this question. Why do you believe this message? What's making you to see this message? Election is already done. You're already in the rapture. I already see myself in the resurrection. I'm standing in heaven right now. Hallelujah. Oh, the battle is over. The victory is won. It's already done. Brother Paul, would you come and close the meeting for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go back to our homes, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you help us, oh Lord, to meditate them, to ponder over them, Lord, as Cleopas and his friends, Lord, after Lord Jesus seeing the events that transpired in Jerusalem, they could not understand. As they walk along the road, they were meditating. They were pondering over you. And you came from nowhere. And you started preaching to them. And their hearts were burning. Burning, Lord God. And when they got to their destination, Father, you wanted to continue. But they invited you in. And you did something, Father, that reminded them, Lord, that you were doing before the crucifixion. And their eyes were open. Lord God, may you open our eyes tonight. May we see you tonight again. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless each and everyone. Bless Brother Elijah, Lord, whatever he is tonight, oh Father, may your presence be with him. And as we drive back home, oh Lord, may your unfailing presence, oh Father, go with us, oh blessed God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your servant that you used tonight, oh Father. We pray that the virtues that came out of him, may you replenish back to him, oh Father. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Father. Thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you.